Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the Irish government has committed €600 million to the construction of the A5. We'll hear from the Taoiseach Minister Charlie McConnellogue and a Westrone MLA, as well as from the Sinn Féin leader and the Enterprise Minister. A 28-year-old woman has died following a crash near the Fermanagh-Donegal border. It happened near Baleek last evening. The new Ballyshannon Community Hospital is open for the first phase. The second phase will follow more talks at the Workplace Relations Commission. And third-level members of the TUI held protests outside the Letterkenny campus of the ATU today, highlighting what they say is a risk to party of esteem. Later in the bulletin, Kenny Harkin is here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with the announcement this morning at a special conference that the Irish government is committing €600 million to the construction of the A5, following through on a long-standing promise of funding. The original promise, of course, was for 50-50 funding across the board. The road runs through counties Derry and Tyrone, linking Donegal and Dublin. Announcing the funding at a special press event this morning, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said the government will also improve feeder roads onto the A5 in Donegal and Monaghan. He said the return of the Northern Assembly and Executive has been hugely important in facilitating this commitment.
These are decisions that have been in preparation for some time as part of the Shared Island Initiative and in some cases the New Decade, New Approach Agreement of 2020. Our funding commitments today also reflect years of cooperation and partnership by successive British and Irish governments and with the Northern Ireland Executive. First, the government has decided to make a commitment of €600 million to the A5 road upgrade to Derry and Letterkenny. Construction on the A5 could commence later this year. That's why we're confirming the government's contribution now. The government will also advance planning and design work for the related N2 Clontibret to the border, road in Monaghan, and also the 10T Donegal schemes linking Letterkenny to Strabane. Taken together, these will bring North West Road connectivity on a par with other parts of the island, north and south.
Well, speaking earlier to Highland Radio News, Minister Charlie McConnellogue said the linking of the 10T projects to the A5 is significant.
Really importantly, alongside that, progressing and committing as well to the 10T projects in our own county, the Letterkenny, the Bunnygee link, as well as the Lifford Manor Cunningham dual carriageway, and progressing as well the Ballybrace to an earlier bypass project. And also as well in the southern side in terms of progressing the work on the N2 from Auchnacloy to contribute. We really need to see our region open up. We really need to see our county be allowed to breathe and be fully connected to Northern Ireland and to the southern part of our island as well.
Well, the A5 is considered one of Ireland's most dangerous roads. Earlier, Westrone MLA Daniel McCrossland said this upgrade is long overdue. He said users of the A5 are literally taking their lives into their hands.
People often forget that when you drive on the A5 on a daily basis, you're literally taking your life into your hands. That has been the way of life for the people I represented for a long number of years. No matter where you live in West Tyrone, you're forced onto the A5. There's no alternative route for people to travel on. Since 1998, 70 people have lost their lives on that road.
In the Dáil this afternoon, the Sinn Féin President Mary Lou MacDonald and the Enterprise Minister Simon Coveney discussed the announcement, with both highlighting the need for the A5 to proceed. Ms MacDonald also stressed the need for a meeting of the North-South Ministerial Council to take place as quickly as possible.
It's welcome that Minister McGrath is north today in Belfast, meeting with Finance Minister Caoimhe Archbold. And we now, Minister, want to see an early meeting of the North-South Ministerial Council.
On the North-South Ministerial Council, it's really important that that happens as soon as possible. I've already been up north meeting my counterpart, Conor Murphy. The sooner that happens, the better.
And there's more, of course, on that announcement on our website, highlandradio.com. A 28-year-old woman has died following a crash near the Fermanagh-Donegal border. The incident involving a car and three pedestrians happened in Baleek last evening. The PSNI has confirmed that Valeria Amorim, who was 6 months pregnant, died from her injuries. A woman in her 30s was arrested at the scene. The new Ballyshannon Community Hospital opened today with an initial 26 residents now in situ. It's the first phase of opening. The second phase will include the commissioning of additional beds. That's due to take place following a pre-planned re-engagement at the Workplace Relations Commission in the coming weeks. The €36.7 million facility, located at the site of the old Shiel Hospital, has 52 long-stay beds, 20 short-stay beds for convalescence, rehabilitation, respite and palliative care, 8 dementia-specific assessment beds and a day hospital service. CSO figures published today show 7,613 Ukrainian refugees arrived in Ireland between October 9th last and the 6th of this month. It's the highest figure in a single reporting period since the Russian invasion in 2022. Of those who arrived since October, 2,122 were in the Donegal electoral area, 1,512 in Glenties and 1,375 in Letterkenny. 847 were recorded in the North Inishowen, LEA, 835 in Milford, 511 in Lifford-Stranorer and 411 in South Inishowen. And there are more figures on our website. The United States has vetoed an Arab-backed resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. 22 nations were hoping to show global support for ending the conflict. The US, for the first time, is putting forward its own UN resolution calling for a temporary ceasefire with certain conditions. Tánaiste Micheál Martin says there's been a stark update from the UN envoy for aid and reconstruction in Gaza on the situation there.
Which really indicated how desperate now and how war-weary the people are in Rafah and in Gaza, and how any further military operation would be catastrophic on that population.
Third-level members of the Teachers Union of Ireland held protests outside Technological University campuses across the country today, including the campuses across the region covered by the ATU. The protest was held to highlight what the TUI believes is the non-adherence by the Department of Further and Higher Education to a collective agreement on the establishment of the technological university sector. The TUI says in 2017, its third-level members voted in a national ballot to accept a collective agreement concerning the establishment of TUs. They say the agreement provided for meaningful communication, consultation and, where appropriate, negotiation with TUI on relevant matters. But they say that's been thwarted at every turn. And the fear now is that pay disparities may emerge between TUIs across the country. Speaking outside the ATU's Letterkenny campus today, the region's third level TUI representative, Seamus Gallagher, told Highland Radio News that they have real concerns.
The Teachers Union of Ireland and lecturing staff are all completely behind the TUs. However, we're very much aware that an agreement was made in 2017. It was signed off by both parties, both the TUI and by the department, and they are not upholding that agreement that they signed off on, and we are concerned that this will fragment and cause a division within the TU sector, and that's the last thing we want.
You say this could have repercussions both for yourselves as lecturers in terms of pay remuneration and also in terms of students and the way their qualifications are recognised.
Well, that's exactly right. As I said earlier, at the minute that's not the case, just to be clear about that, but we're concerned about a downward spiral effect, that this could have other ramifications as well, and that you could have a two-tier system within the third level sector, within the technology university sector, and that's the last thing we want. We want, as I said earlier, parity of esteem across the five TUs at the minute, and that's important. It's important for people who are working here, for all employees, and particularly for our students that we want to protect from an academic perspective.
Minister Simon Harris was in both the Letterkenny campus and the Killybegs campus in the past number of weeks. He spoke very highly of ATU, the second biggest ATU in the country. Do you take any succour from the minister's visit?
Absolutely. And Minister Harris has been very supportive of the technological universities, but now I believe that he needs to show leadership, he needs to show his leadership qualities, and he needs to be directing the Department of Affairs to uphold the agreement and come to the table to meet the Teachers Union of Ireland to negotiate any further discussions that need to take place.
And that was Seamus Gallagher of the TUI speaking to us on the picket line this afternoon. Gardaí in Buncrana have launched an investigation after a shed was set alight in the Meadows area last night between 2:15 and 10:05. Gardaí believe the blaze got underway. Fire services attended the scene with no injuries reported. Garda Sean Sweeney appealed for witnesses on this morning's 9 till noon show.
Yes, occurred at the Meadows in Buncrana on Monday the 19th of February between approximately 9:45 p.m. and 10:05 p.m. She added the property was set alight between those times. The fire was extinguished by the fire service and thankfully nobody was hurt. We appeal to anybody who observed any type of activity in the area between those times, or if you travel in that general area, I may have dashcam footage to make it available to Gardaí Mochrana on 932540.
The first case of measles since 2017 has been confirmed in Northern Ireland. It follows a case in Ireland earlier. There was a surge across Britain and Europe in recent months and one confirmed case in the Republic so far. That was a 48-year-old man who died from the disease earlier this month. Anyone who hasn't received the MMR vaccine is being urged to do so, with vaccination rates currently below World Health Organization standards in some part of the country, including Donegal, which was recently identified as one of the counties most at risk. The Stormont Economy Minister says he will explore the possibility of restoring an air service between Derry and Dublin through the North-South Ministerial Council. Conor Murphy was being questioned in the Assembly by Foyle MLA Ciara Ferguson, who asked that the recent continuation of a public service obligation for the Derry Heathrow route be followed up with a similar arrangement for Dublin. While reaffirming his commitment to the airport, Mr Murphy confirmed he's already been in contact with his counterparts in Dublin.
As a small island, connectivity to our economy is obviously crucial. Having supported the City of Derry's PSO to Heathrow, will you look at the Derry to Dublin route as what was promised under the new decade, new approach?
Yes, well, I was very pleased to be up there last week with the Infrastructure Minister and to provide support to the City of Derry. It's a critical connector for them to be connected into Heathrow, one of the busiest airports in the world, but also critical for them, and they've said this many times, is that connection with Dublin and the potential then to grow the business of the airport through that. So that's something I'm very pleased now that this executive and this institution's up and functioning, that also functioning will be the North South Ministerial Council. I've already been in touch with my counterparts in Dublin, and those are some of the issues that we want to progress in the time ahead.
The North's Infrastructure Minister is being urged to commit to the immediate progression of improvement works at the Caw roundabout in Derry. The issue was raised by Foyle MLA Mark Durkin, who told Minister John O'Dowd that there have been many collisions on the roundabout and it's not acceptable that signalisation is being held up because of delays to the Caw to Drumahoe section of the A6 dueling project. It's also a planning condition of a major housing development nearby, but Mr Durkin says it simply cannot wait anymore. With more detail, here's Andrew Louth.
The Caw roundabout is key to the traffic flow on the waterside and along the Foyle Bridge, and is also used by Donegal traffic heading for City of Derry Airport and the Causeway Coast. According to Mr Durkin, the department previously committed to signalising the route, but action was not taken, citing funding pressures and complications surrounding the Caw to Drumahoe Phase 2 of the A6 duelling project. Mr Durkin described Caw roundabout as one of, if not the most dangerous junction in the north. He says the approval of 200 social housing units and last week's announcement of 600 additional homes in the nearby Ross's Gate development further underscores the urgent need for upgrading the road network. In a written response, Minister John O'Dowd says the planning conditions for that development include a provision that the upgrade and the signalisation of the roundabout be completed before the 301st dwelling is built, and discussions are ongoing between departmental officials and the developer to agree the timeframe for the delivery of the upgrade.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
16 minutes past five. Good evening, Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. Starting with Gaelic Games, and the UK's Secretary of State for Northern Ireland has warned the plug could be pulled on Casement Park's redevelopment. Chris Heaton Harris's words came on the same day that the Irish government pledged €50 million to the Belfast GAA ground. The cost of the redevelopment has spiralled from €90 million to a potential €230 million. Heaton Harris says the UK's contribution will not materialise if the project becomes too expensive. Meanwhile, a deadline of 2027 has been set for the integration of all Gaelic Games bodies. The Camogie Association and the Ladies Gaelic are due to come under the GAA umbrella within 3 years. Moving on to soccer and football, Ireland is not maximising its potential. That's according to the FAI's Director of Football. Mark Canman has unveiled his football pathways plan, which he hopes to will restructure the sport over the next 12 years. Part of the plan is to change the standard season to a calendar year, while there are plans for a national football centre for boys and girls. League of Ireland clubs would collaborate with the schoolboys clubs to provide extra coaching for the best players. A consultation workshop between the FAI and the soccer leagues in Donegal were held here last week, where the Donegal and Anishinaabe junior leagues seemed to turn down this option. But it seems the governing body wants to implement summer football across all levels of Irish football. While the FAI's director of football insists they are getting closer to appointing a new Republic of Ireland men's manager. Over the past 24 hours, both Chris Coleman and Lee Kearsley have reportedly dropped out of the running to replace Stephen Kenny. Speaking at today's launch of the FAI's new football pathways plan, Mark Canman says the process to appoint a new head coach will conclude as soon as possible. However, he didn't rule out a temporary name being in charge for next month's friendlies with Belgium and Switzerland.
It's a confidential process. We ran a very tight process with respect to all the people that we spoke to, speaking to. We just need to make sure that we keep that completely confidential. So the process is ongoing. We know that it's an important role for Irish football. We absolutely understand that and understand the responsibility, and we're doing things in the right way, and we hope to conclude that process as soon as possible.
Inter Milan are set to lead the tributes to their Scudetto-winning fullback Andreas Bremer tonight. The man who scored the winning goal in the 1990 World Cup final passed away this morning at the age of 63. Bremer was part of the Inter side that won the Serie A title in 1989 and was due to attend tonight's Champions League last 16 meeting with Atletico Madrid. Also tonight, PSV Eindhoven, they play Borussia Dortmund. In the Premier League, Manchester City can close the gap on Premier League leaders Liverpool to a solitary point tonight. Pep Guardiola's side hosts Brentford. That one starts at 7:30. In the Championship tonight, there's seven ties down for decision. Cardiff City, they play Blackburn Rovers. Ipswich Town are up against Rotherham. Plymouth Argyle, they play West Bromwich Albion. And Southampton, they play Hull City. Southampton are third. They can go second tonight with a victory. In the Irish Premiership tonight, it's second against third. Cliftonville, they host Linfield. And in the Championship, third place Portadown, they host Newington Youths. Moving on to rugby, and Caelan Doris is expected to play in Ireland's Six Nations meeting with Wales despite sitting out today's session. Assistant coach Simon Easterby says the Leinster back row is tending to some bumps and bruises. Hugo Keenan also sat out today's session with the number 15 jersey likely to go to Kieran Frawley. Meanwhile, Welsh head coach Warren Gatlin, he's recalled fly half Sam Costello in one starting change for the Six Nations trip to face Ireland in Dublin on Saturday. Costello comes in for scareless teammate Leon Lloyd, who drops to the bench. Uncapped Cardiff number 8 Mackenzie Martin is in as replacement, while Tanny Basham is out of the 23-man squad. Wales have lost their two Six Nations games so far, while unbeaten Ireland, they remain on course for a second successive Grand Slam. Finally, for this evening in snooker, Mark Allen is through to the quarterfinals of the Players' Championships. The Antrim native defeated three-time world champion Mark Williams by 6-3 this afternoon. He started with three centuries in a row today. Allen will face Gary Wilson. He defeated Hossein Vafai by 6-4 in the last 8. That's your sport. It's back to Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Kenny. It's emerged a set of number plates were stolen from a car in Glentoher in Carndonagh a week ago. Both plates were taken sometime between Monday the 12th and Wednesday the 14th of February. The car had a partial registration 08DL126. The car had been off the road for some time and parked in a yard. Garda Sean Sweeney says it's always important to report missing plates immediately.
This occurred in Glentoher in Carndonagh. This in relation to the theft of both registration plates from the car. The car in question was parked in the yard and had been off the road for some time. The plates, which have a partial registration of 08DL126, were stolen sometime between February the 12th and 14th. So if anybody's observed any suspicious activity in Glentoher area between February 12th and 14th, we asked them to contact Gardaí Macrana on 20540.
Now, we did see this happen previously as well, number plates being stolen, and the concern is that sometimes maybe people might have think they've fallen off or don't realise it or just see it as a bit of play acting. But if you notice, you know, one or both of your number plates, your registration plates stolen, what should you do?
Yeah, if you notice this has happened, we advise you please alert Gardaí immediately. These plates could be used in a legal manner later on. So we urge the public to always report this type of suspicious activity to Gardaí immediately.
Garda Sean Sweeney there speaking to Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show. A house in the Guesthouse End area of Raphoe was burgled over the weekend between 10 on Saturday night and 1:15 on Sunday morning. A number of windows at the front of the house and glass in the front door were smashed. Entry was gained. A 43-inch LG TV was stolen. A number of other items were broken. Gardaí are urging anyone who may have observed suspicious activity in the area or has dash cam footage to come forward. Gardaí also appealing for information after an incident in Letterkenny in which a taxi had its windshield smashed when a customer became aggressive. The driver had taken the passenger to Ash Lawn at around 20 to 5 on Sunday morning last. The man smashed the windscreen of the car before making off on foot. Again, Gardaí appealing for dash cam footage. And West Tyrone councillor is welcoming news that a long-awaited repair work to footpaths in Strabane will get underway by the end of March. The pavement on Main Street has been raising concerns with locals because it becomes very slippery. Councillor Paul Boggs was told the work couldn't be done in the winter months because of weather conditions. However, he's said that given the footfall in the area, he'll be ensuring that the proposed new timeline is adhered to.
The commitment before Christmas was very, very welcome. In real terms, while we would like to see this as soon as possible, it wouldn't have been possible for work to start before Christmas. I think if you think about the disruption that is going to be caused to businesses for some time in order to repair the footpath, it wouldn't have been possible for another number of reasons in relation to the weather. The department have provided council with a response just last week to say that much drier weather is needed for both phases of the work. So in Lifton, the Kilkenny limestone, that work is set to start and be completed by the end of March. And then after that, there is another heavy friction surface which needs to be laid, and we need dry and warmer weather for that. So it's good to get the commitment, but we will also still continue to engage with council and with the department to ensure these works progress in the time frame that they have set.
And the main street will be a very busy place for footfall, so the sooner the better.
Absolutely, and people have been very anxious about these footpaths for quite a long time, particularly in wet weather. They are very, very slippy, and we need to do all we can to ensure that we are encouraging people to come in and use our town and our main street in particular. So I think it'll be very welcome by businesses. It'll also be very welcome by those who are on the footpath regularly, and as you say, a very busy part of the town, so it's great to see this project moving forward.
Looking now at the weather forecast, some brighter sunny spells and well-scattered showers this evening, moderate to fresh westerly winds easing and backing southerly. It'll be dry for a time tonight, but cloud will gradually increase, rain spreading from the southwest, turning heavy at times, becoming windy overnight with moderate south to southeasterly winds, becoming fresh to strong and gusty. Lowest overnight temperatures 2 to 6, particularly earlier on. Tomorrow Wednesday, wet and windy to start with further outbreaks of rain, heavy at times. That rain clearing eastwards during the morning with sunny spells and scattered showers following. Fresh to strong southwesterly winds, veering westerly as that rain clears, gradually easing later. Highest temperatures tomorrow 10 to 12 degrees Celsius. It'll turn cooler in the afternoon. And that's Highland Radio News for now. Taking a closing look at the headlines, the Irish government has committed €600 million to the construction of the A5, announcing the funding at a special press event this morning. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said the government will also forward with the planning for the 10T roads in Donegal and also the N2 in County Monaghan. A 28-year-old woman has died following a crash near the Fermanagh-Donegal border. The incident involving a car and three pedestrians happened last night in Belik. And CSO figures published today show 7,613 Ukrainian refugees arrived in Ireland between October 9th last and the 6th of this month, the highest figure in a single reporting period since the Russian invasion in 2022. We're back with headlines at 6, as we say. Check all of today's news, of course, on our website, highlandradio.com. But for now, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 20th of February. The death has taken place of Liam Cassidy, Selbridge Kildare, formerly of Kilmacrenan, reposing at his residence on Thursday evening from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Removal on Friday morning to St Patrick's Church, Selbridge, arriving for funeral mass at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in Barntown Cemetery, County Wexford. The death has taken place of Margaret Greta Cole, Galdena, Manor Cunningham. Her remains will repose at her late residence from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Thursday afternoon at 1:15 for 2 o'clock funeral service in Newton Cunningham Presbyterian Church, followed by burial in the family plot in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family Flowers Only Please donations in lieu of desired to St Union's Nursing Home Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Terence McClintock Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Caroline Dixon, Fawn, County Donegal and Derry City. Removal to St Mary's Church of Ireland, Fawn on Thursday afternoon, arriving at 2 o'clock. Further arrangements to be confirmed. The death has taken place of Charlie McGinley, 8 Iona Road, Letterkenny, originally of Rania Ferishta. Reposing at his late home from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 12 noon until 9 with rosary each night at 9. Funeral from there on Thursday morning to St Union's Cathedral for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv, followed by burial in Conwall Cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family Flowers Only Please donations if desired to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Sadie Arnold, formerly of Curramone and St Vincent's Close, Ballybuffet. Remains reposing at McCool's Chapel of Rest, Ballybuffet, this evening from 6 to 10 and again tomorrow from 5 to 10, with rosary both nights at 9. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate's Trinorder, with interment in Drumbo Cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. Donations in lieu of flowers if desired to Barnes View Ward, St Joseph's Community Hospital, care of any family member. And the death has occurred of Bobby Tan, Kilmacleugh, Creasla, reposing at his home today and tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Funeral Mass in St Michael's Church, Creasla, on Thursday morning at 11, with burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. The Mass can be viewed live on mcn.live. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family Flowers Only Please donations in lieu of desired to St Vincent de Paul, Creasla, care of any family member or James Harkin, Funeral Directors. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.